This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie.
Na, 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 na.
On a Monday, we are doing another backdrop this week. I hope it goes a little smoother.
A backdrop.
Last week, backdrop. Another backdrop.
A backdrop.
Backdrop? What?
This weekend, or this Friday, not the weekend, just before the weekend, we are going to be Arvada area, okay? So we'll give you more details as the week goes along. Shvedel, I have to say that, and I think Jamie will agree with me on this, all the questions I've put out there in the past about your loyalty, your dedication, your producing of this show, I take back this morning knowing that you showed up this morning after a vicious dog attack over the weekend.
Takes commitment, man.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Actually, I did just see the dog bite wound. It's kind of deep.
Yeah, dude, yeah. He bit the hell out of me.
And by the way, is it up to date on all its shots?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's good.
Here's the dog. It was a wiener dog.
No, are you lying?
It was a wiener dog.
Yeah.
No.
It was a long-haired dachshund.
Yeah. It was a wiener dog.
A wiener dog bit your back?
Dude, he viciously attacked me.
How does a wiener dog even jump that high?
Thank you.
Dude, I don't know.
Wiener dogs can't jump?
No.
This one can, man. He leapt in the air and everything.
My mom's got three and they can't jump.
Tell the full story. Tell the full story, what you told me earlier this morning. Jamie's not hurting.
All right, so we're just watching the Broncos game, right? And Andrew's bringing, the dog's name is Moose.
Okay.
And Andrew's bringing
Moose. A wiener dog's named Moose?
Yeah.
Were you high?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, were you guys?
Can I tell you, everything he said so far, I'm like, yep, they're stoned.
They hit the bomb so hard that night. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So we're just watching the Broncos game, and then Andrew goes and walks Moose outside, brings him back inside, and then as soon as he takes the leash off, I'm just sitting on a couch, dude. I'm not doing anything at all. Like, just watching the Broncos. And then Moose just leaps onto the couch, and I'm like, oh my god, what's going on? He's doing that, and then I stand up, and as I stand up, he leaps in the air again and bites me right in my lat, like hard.
In your lap?
Lat. Like,
why can't I hear today?
Basically my rib.
Too.
Yeah, I should have said my rib, but yeah.
But he had to be muscle guy.
Yeah.
That, man.
Well, that's where it is, but yeah.
Yeah, he does gym talk.
Yeah.
In the old lap.
Yeah.
All right, man, but that's a vicious-looking little wound. Now, are you suing?
No, it's Andrew, like, he loves that dog, and it's really the only thing that kind of makes him happy, and he's my friend, so I want him to be happy with the dog.
Wow, what a sad story all the way around.
It is, it is, yeah.
Two dudes both live in the basement? Like,
so one guy only has a dog. And that's both only have
dogs. Like one guy only has a dog that makes him happy.
Yeah, he loves Moose.
Andrew's family doesn't have money. We're looking
They
for
actually kind of do.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe we take that route there, Spadell.
Yeah.
But wait, I want you to think about this. Yeah. Listen to what he said. Well, dude, that guy loves his dog. It's the only thing that makes him happy.
It's a little sadder than that, but yeah, he adopted this dog with his girlfriend. And that she died over the summer from brain cancer. And now it's the only thing that they have left.
This is the worst story ever.
Yeah.
My God.
We could have left that out.
Yeah, I was trying to.
You said
I know.
What do you mean you're trying to?
You made it sad, and then I was like, well, it's actually sadder than that, and I just went with it. Yeah.
Actually, you know what was crazy is yesterday I had a guy crying to me that he had to put down his dog. And I was like, wow, this is heavy.
No, that's tragic.
That's hard.
I know. Yeah. I loved it. No, I understand. It's just he's a grown man and he's just like bawling. And I was like, I don't know what to do with you. Yeah. Like, you know, I don't like.
I get it though.
Do I hug? What? Yeah. No, I do too. Yeah. But do I hug? What do I do?
I don't know. There's nothing you can do except say I'm sorry.
I told him a funny story. I said, well, I have a funny story about dogs dying. And he said, okay, I guess that'll help. And I said, my sister had a dog and they loved that dog so much. And then they're very religious. And so they went around and everybody said a prayer when they buried the dog. And Macy, my niece, said, dear Jesus, at least our hands won't stink anymore.
Oh, my. My neighbor.
He did chuckle. He laughed. So he said, thank you. You helped a little bit.
My neighbor came over a couple of weeks ago, and his dog had passed away. They had to take it to the vet, and then they had to put it down, whatever. And he was just traumatized by it.
Yeah, it's tough. Just don't know what, like, if you're hugging. So I just told fun stories, you know, about
dogs.
Yeah,
I'm sure that picked him up. I'm sure it did. All right, Spadell, I hope you get feeling better, man. I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Dude, it bit the hell out of me, man. It really hurt.
Yeah, it looks like it hurt.
Yeah,
it does look like it hurt.
You were attacked by a wiener dog.
Wacky dog.
Why didn't you leave the wiener dog part out of the story?
Because I thought it made it funnier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You were going for humor?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it worked.
Yeah.
All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the Odyssey app live.
Is that enough?
Pink Pony Club. Love
they,
Pink
they
Pony
actually
Club.
Played it at the Savannah Bananas.
Did they?
And I was like, oh, my God.
Somebody said the Bananas lost last night.
Oh, I went Saturday night.
Oh, they won Saturday. Uh-huh. I figured they won every game.
No, they don't win every game.
Oh, they don't? Mm-mm. I'll tell you what. They're amazing athletes. I mean, they really do play ball. You know, you think it's like, oh, whatever. But, I mean, like one guy jumped in the air and caught the ball between his legs.
Well, they get points for trick plays.
Yeah. And it's amazing. Like, because they are college athletes and some of them were even in the minors.
Yeah.
And so so this is where they landed. And they're amazing athletes.
I read the story on the guy that started them.
Yeah.
And
he and his wife didn't have any money.
They bankrolled everything.
Yeah, and
everything
basically,
they had.
I guess the first game they had like three people there.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. It was really, they were really depressed. They didn't know if it was going to work.
Now look at
it. I know.
Wow. Crazy. Selling out Coors Field 2 days in a row.
And they won't go public either. They have investors that want to invest, but they won't go public.
50,000 people back to back to see the games over the weekend.
It was so fun.
Unbelievable.
And they do it right. It's literally like 2 hours where you don't want to go pee.
Yeah.
Because there's so much
action. There's so much going on. You're just like, wait, what's going on?
It looked fun.
It was fun.
Looked exciting. And it didn't appear a lot of people were selling their tickets. They went to the game, man.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Football over the weekend. NFL, our Broncos, they played in 49ers. Yeah. San Francisco over the weekend. Looked pretty good.
You told me that Bo looks like.
Bo didn't have a good start.
Oh, okay.
He didn't have a good start. He only played.
What'd you say?
Bo blows.
Bo blows.
Bo blows.
Yeah. I've used that term for a couple of years now. Bo blows.
Bo blows.
Yeah. Huh. I can only use it when he plays bad.
Yeah.
When he plays good,
so
I can't do it. They didn't really move the ball that well. Mm. Didn't hit a lot of the receivers that he should have hit.
Got it.
Just things like that. Yeah. And it was our first team against their second team.
Gotcha.
And you should do better. But our backup quarterback did excellent. So
Scrotum, whatever.
Scrotum. Yeah, something Scrotum. Yeah. I forgot what his name. Some Jared Scrotum or something like that. Okay. Right? Yeah. Is that right, Spadell?
Yeah, Jared Scrotum.
Right. Yeah. So he did well.
His name is Scrotum.
Something like that.
Yeah. Something. Yeah.
Is it Scrotum?
It's Jared Stidham. Yeah.
That's not even close to Scrotum. What in the hell?
I like Scrotum. Okay, I'd like to get a Scrotum
too.
Jersey with that on the back. Put his number and then write Scrotum. That would be funny. Humorous. All right, back to Deion Sanders' son. That's Shedeur kid, okay? We talked about him a little while ago, about how he came out to the hoopla of his posse. But he played well. He did fine. And then you guys, Spadell and Carson, says, yeah, you know, he's got a rap career. Jamie and I never heard of the rap songs. Ever.
Yeah. And they've never mentioned it. But
no,
now, I could have sworn we did.
Now all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah.
All right. So this is Shedeur Sanders, correct?
Yeah.
And this is his rap career. See if it's better than football.
Life is complicated when you count this paper. Yeah. Girl, I wanna see you, but I'll see you later. Yeah. There's too much going
it's
on.
Not bad.
Just do me
yeah.
a favor.
Sounds like gin and juice.
You love me, but you know I can't date you. Yeah. You know I'm a rich.
I didn't know he sang.
He sounds like Travis. A little bit like Travis, whatever his name is.
Hunter.
No. The one that everybody like.
Oh, Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Travis Scott. Yeah, he kind of does. Yeah.
Travis Scott vibe going on. Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. A little bit of that.
Yeah. So, but he had a good weekend, I guess, in football. I don't know.
Well, everybody's just mad at him for rolling in with a humongous posse. And I can't decide. Is it brilliant because we're all talking about how he did it? Or is it like, okay. Because it might be really brilliant. I don't know.
I think
you know,
it comes
as far as
off.
Marketing.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't know. I think it comes off a little too cocky. It's like,
but it gets
make the
attention.
Team first.
And as long as he's playing good.
Yeah, as long as he's playing, you're right. You're right. If he sucked, then.
Then it's a joke.
Yeah, but
well,
he played well. But they're saying, like, there are plenty of football players, basketball players that roll in, you know, like that. Why are we giving him so much crap when a lot of people roll in like that?
Well, because he's a rookie. He's not even made a team yet. And that's why he's been questioned. And he did play well, and he's still being criticized for it. So I don't think it looked all that good for him. First game, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, that's
we'll see.
I
but
I can't decide.
The internet's beating him up over it, though.
Yeah, they are.
They're not very happy with this guy. It's like, hey, dude, bring it down enough. And I think part of it, too, is, you know, he got all those speeding tickets. He's been in trouble. He did that whole thing with the draft where he made his own set like he was king of the draft.
You know what I'm going to say?
So I don't know.
Now here's what I think it is. So he is getting so much pushback about everything in his life, everything he does. I think it just showed us, I don't care. Screw all of you.
Like, might as well. I'm just going to live
my life. I'm just
going
to go all the way. Yeah, I'm going to go full blown because screw you guys. You're going to say mean things about me anyway. So here I go. I'm going to have it say it even louder.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so. You get one shot. Why not take it,
yep.
right?
Yep.
All right. So when you went to the Savannah Bananas, first of all, big shout out to Doug.
Doug Johnson.
Doug Johnson.
Doug
Jamie's
Johnson.
New best friend.
My new BFF. We yeah. should actually have him on.
So Doug.
No, wait, hold on. We should have, because so much happened.
Yeah.
No, so much.
So he's got a different side of the story, you mean?
I would think
yeah,
so.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I'd sure like to talk to Doug. Can we call Doug?
Yeah, we can call Doug. I got Doug's number.
Why don't we take a break and call Doug?
All right, we'll call
and
Doug.
And we'll see how it went
yeah.
at the
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
He supplied the tickets. He let you know, what, 3 weeks in advance or so that
yeah.
he had tickets
yeah,
that he would give you, right?
Yep.
So Jamie goes to the game. She's sitting with Doug Johnson, a listener of our show. And let's see how it went. See,
I love
see,
Doug Johnson.
His perspective. Jamie says it was picture perfect.
Well,
Doug may not have the same
until we went clubbing.
Oh.
That's what I can't wait to hear about. All right. Clubbing.
All right, Spadil, we're going to get the number, okay?
What? All right. Couldn't hear anybody.
All right, we'll get Doug Johnson coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
A listener, Doug Johnson, took Jamie to the game.
Doug
Savannah
Johnson.
Bananas.
Doug Johnson, I love him. He's my new BFF. By the way, we we went clubbing, you know, clubbing afterwards. Yeah. There is one bar, I can't remember where it was, where we were. It might have been the whiskey one, but these girls, all of the girls that work there,
yeah.
they have their leotards up their butts.
It's got to be whiskey.
Yeah.
Is it that?
Yeah, it's got to
so
be.
They're black, like black onesies, but it's all the way up their butt?
Yeah.
You got to be confident to show your ass cheeks like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but that's Saturday night, baby.
I mean, but it was just like, we looked at each other like, man, they got balls to just like wear their
they
ass.
They own
like,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They just walk around like that. Like, I don't think I could do that. I think I'd be like, oh my God, does my ass look okay?
I may have to check it out.
Yeah.
Just to see if
yeah.
you're telling the truth about
I
that.
I will tell you this. So when we were going by the view house or whatever, they like pat people down. It's weird.
Going
like,
in, you mean?
Going in,
yeah.
like they do a full body
wow.
search. It's really
like
odd.
Like at the airport?
Yeah, yeah, they do. I'm not even kidding. The guy had his arms out yeah. like this, and they were doing a full body thing.
I guess you have to.
I guess.
Yeah,
downtown.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's crazy.
All right, we tried to get Doug, get him on the air with us because we've heard Jamie's side of the Savannah Banana experience, uh-huh. and we wanted to hear Doug's and see what Doug thought about being there with Jamie. But Doug's missing in action.
Doug loved it. Doug loved every moment. All my pockets on my cargo pants.
I find it strange. It's this difficult to get in touch with Doug.
I know, right?
It's just a little weird.
Where are you, Doug?
It's a weirdo because, I mean, he went Saturday night with Jamie and now he's like missing.
You know what's funny? He's such a chill guy. He lost his phone. like I would be freaking out, right? And I was like, I bet, because we went to the milk market, you know?
Okay, it, yeah.
Yeah, the milk market. And I was like, we got to go back before they close. And he's like, yeah, okay.
This is like, whatever, I'll get it when I get it.
I think, why can't we all be Doug Johnson when we lose our phones?
Yeah, I'd freak out.
That, you know, I think we should all remember that, though. Be a Doug Johnson when you lose your phone.
Yeah, like, be like Doug.
Yeah,
be like Doug.
What would Doug Johnson
do? Well, we tried to find him this morning to get his perspective on the game for the weekend. I'm watching a lot of the clips here with the Savannah Bananas, and we're talking about it because so many people went to the game over the weekend. They had 100,000 people total. 100,000 people. To see the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And you know how many people wanted to go and didn't get tickets?
So many. I'm one of them.
Yeah. I met so many people. And then I felt guilty that I went because this one guy's like, yeah, I played ball in college. I really wanted to go. I'm like, oh, sorry. You know, you feel I do have some guilt about going because so many people wanted to go.
Is there any indication of how much money each of these players make to do this? Because I'm doing the math on it.
Remember, wasn't it 100,000 or something like that?
It was like close to that.
Yeah.
You got 100,000 people over the weekend, and these guys, I just wonder what they're getting paid. I don't remember us looking it up. I'm sure we did, but I don't remember. But, man, you would think they would be making, because this tour is selling out everywhere it goes, all over the country.
Stadiums.
You would think they're making a decent, you know,
I mean,
chunk of change out of
football stadiums,
this.
Even.
Yeah.
They turned a football stadium into
it. Ranges between 27,000 on the low end to 57,000. Some of the higher end players make 90. Okay. So it just depends.
It's if you're on stilts, you make 90.
Yeah.
They need a raise.
That's an extra pay raise right there.
They need a raise.
You know what they make all their money in? I'm going to tell you.
Merchandising?
I was there. Headphones.
Headphones.
Yeah.
Why headphones?
Sound, because all the little kids, it's so loud that it vibrates your seat, and all the kids were holding their ears. Like, we had to, Tenley, or my girlfriend's daughter, she was holding her ears, and so she had to go spend money on the headphones.
Yeah.
Noise-canceling headphones.
They jack up the noise.
That's like monster trucks.
Yeah, exactly.
They make a ton on the headphones,
man. So much
money.
Yeah, it was. True.
Sounds like it was a good time, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it's enough to put Doug out of action.
Doug Johnson, where are you?
I have no idea. We'll get to tabloid trash next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Timbo.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, man, I didn't have time to read stuff.
What are you trying to read?
Here's the headline, and I didn't get to read it yet. Blake Lively faces off with Justin Baldoni over leaked deposition.
Oh, man.
What do you think
that's
about?
I haven't seen that. I don't know. I don't know.
Blake Lively faces.
Now, the last we heard, though, when she did that deposition, remember, he showed up.
Yeah.
And stared her down.
Yeah. How? Oh, boy.
Like a wiener dog looking at Spadil.
Spadil got attacked by a wiener dog this weekend.
Yeah, we have the audio here. Hang on a second. Vicious little sucker.
Right?
You're lucky you're alive.
Seriously. I know. It sucks because he's so cute and then he's just mean, man.
man. Go to pet the dog and bite your arm off.
Yeah. As soon as he got off the leash, dude, Moose was loose and he came right at me.
Isn't it weird? Like, I know what you're talking about. Our neighbors, when I was growing up, had a little dog. And you just feel awful that you're afraid of a little dog.
Yeah.
You feel bad about yourself that you're running from a little tiny dog that you could literally kick.
I feel like that kind of feeds into it, too. Like, he senses my fear, and he just wants to go after me more.
I know. I agree with you, right?
Yeah.
They're like, you're a wiener dog. You're going to kill me. Hey, did you guys see that new study that says Ozempic can actually turn back your biological clock?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
How far back do you go?
Well, look at me. I look like I look like I'm 12.
I wouldn't say 12.
Wow.
I've never seen a 12-year-old look like you.
I'm just saying it too. I didn't click on that article either, so I'll get back to you on that one too.
Gotcha.
So that one and the Blake Lively.
Why is it? Let me ask you something about the Ozempic.
Okay.
This isn't fair. Why is it that your clock gets turned back and our wiener shrink?
Wait, your wiener shrinks?
That's what the studies say.
In the Ozempic?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't read that one.
Well, I did. Hate to disclose it here, but that's what they say.
Yeah, and you can't afford that.
No, I mean, look at you. You get your clock turned back.
And I didn't know that. Wow.
It's something every day. It's a thing, I guess.
Hey, Shmadil, what's the controversy with 2XKO?
2XKO? I don't even know what that is.
It's a game. I don't know. It's all over the internet.
Oh.
Some kind of controversy.
I haven't heard of that one.
Aw, man.
Yeah. We didn't read that one either.
No. No. Oh, my God. So this is something crazy that happened over the weekend. I did see this. So there's this NASCAR race car driver, right? He's a...
Okay.
And he won. So he's standing on top of his car. You know how they do that with the champagne and all that. Well, then he falls off and breaks his collarbone.
Yeah, right on Victory Lane.
Oh, my God. Did you see that?
It was hard to watch.
Yeah.
It was hard. Because when I first saw it on Saturday, I think it was Saturday. When I first saw it, I thought he'd broken his neck.
It was yesterday, wasn't it?
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, I think so.
Could have been. But when
I
first saw
it. Or maybe it was Saturday.
I thought he broke his neck. Oh. And that's because they said he was seriously hurt.
Yeah.
And so I thought maybe a head injury, broken neck, something like that. And I couldn't watch the video any longer. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's terrible. Then it turns out collarbone, that's not so bad.
Well, you can't drive.
No. It's a lot less than what I thought
it was. I understand, but it's
okay?
Also a career in, you know.
I broke my collarbone once.
Yeah, but can you drive a race
no
car?
Way.
No, I was only 5. I fell out of bed. My aunt kicked me out of bed during the night.
Didn't you pee your bed until you were like 40?
Close. 14.
I knew it was something.
Yeah.
They say, though, it wasn't your fault, but they didn't know that back in the day, so parents used to yell at their kids. But it's not your fault. It was some kind of, you have to grow into some gland.
Yeah.
And then your body will tell you that you have to pee.
Yeah, your body just doesn't tell you.
You know, so you get beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shunned.
You couldn't spend the night with other people.
Embarrassed. No, yeah. I never got to spend the night with anyone.
So this is where it comes
from. It was okay.
From.
I didn't really care for people around me.
That's how it started? You being like an introvert?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I don't need friends.
All right. So I have a question for everybody. All right. I'm watching The Love. Oh, my God. Of Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson, right? And it's so, I mean, I just love, like, they just seem to love each other. But here's my question. Are we sure that Pam's really into him? Because think about, like, who she's been with. Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee. Like, Liam is not her, is she settling?
I think so.
I think she is.
Too. Yeah, I think so. I think she's found somebody which it feels more genuine.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know crap about it, trust me.
Yeah.
But I think, it appears to me that she's at a point in her life where it means more.
Yeah,
her.
I think that she's like going for actual person and not his look.
That's what I think that she was so tired of the bad boys and all those other guys. She had that extreme. Now she's just going
for just a nice man.
Just a nice,
like
genuine
a PJ
dude.
Harris.
Yeah.
Like Lisa
me.
Did.
Yeah.
She settled.
She settled for what?
You know, she was...
Why,
she
you
was,
little schmuck. I'm sitting right here. You don't have to talk like that.
This was a compliment.
I'm sitting right here,
no,
Jamie.
It was a compliment. What I'm saying is you're comfortable.
Yeah.
You're like comfortable to be around. And like the bad boys, you don't really like them because you're always worried. And like,
it's
like
very
you're
toxic.
Never going to cheat on Lisa ever.
Right. Okay.
Because you'll never have that option.
I think you fixed it.
You're like a golden good. Retriever.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? I'll never have that option. What the hell are you talking about? These women, you can't. I have to beat them off of me everywhere I go.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I get why Lisa is with you because you're comfortable, you're funny, you're all the things, right? But, I mean, as far as being a bad boy rocker, you're not him.
Yeah. And her only loss with me and settling, as Jamie puts it, is Liam's worth about $200 million.
Yeah.
Okay. So Pam settling is pretty prosperous for her.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it. I like that she like actually went for somebody genuine.
He seems to really care too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because I was thinking about this. There was somebody I dated that's a pain in the ass, right? I mean, he's just a die.
Well, let me pick one of them. That list.
I'm just saying that maybe it's time for me to settle. Like, not try to find the jerk anymore.
Right,
like,
right.
Just find somebody fluffy. Ah!
Well, hate to tell you, but I'm already taken. I know. Oh, I see the way you're looking at me right now.
Shucks.
No. I'll see if I can find somebody for you, though.
Thanks. Oh, my God. Did you tell me? Well, you did tell me. Jay-Z left someplace. He lost a $500,000 chip.
I think that's what he says, right, Spadil?
This is a guy telling the story that was with Jay-Z.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's what they say.
Okay. That he lost a $500,000 chip, casino chip.
Right.
It's a one big chip in a plastic case. The chip is $500,000. Oh, one, four of them. Yo, listen.
My G.
Four pack, right? We wilding all night in the car. We like, yeah, I got four, two M's. I'm up, killing them. We wake up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Time to leave, get on the jet, make our move, do what we do. You know what I mean? Y'all lost one of the cases.
What?
Like, what?
That's you lost opinion. $500,000.
You lost a half a M. It was like, yo, I'm still up.
I wish I could talk cool.
I'm still up. Yeah, I never have to be beeped.
I want to call you G.
Yeah, G. I'm going to call you J for Jamie. Yo, J.
I mean, that guy just rolled off his tongue, all the words.
And the
right?
way they do the money, too, you know, you got a half an M.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A couple of M's.
So they left, and they didn't go back and look for it. He just said, I lost $500,000. I don't know where it went.
Next morning, they realized that it was missing, and they said, oh, well, I'm up.
That's
get the heck
crazy.
Out of town.
Just $500,000.
What a world to live in, huh?
That also means someone just found a $500,000 chip
exactly.
in a casino. Yeah.
Well, 500 M.
Might be in that car.
I can't even try.
Half an M, bro.
Half an M. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning. Going to be another warm one today, near 90 for a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Did we find out if that's Doug or not?
Yeah, it is, but it is. Okay. He said it just goes to voicemail.
Busy.
Yeah, he's very busy. Doug is
busy,
very busy.
Busy. All right, Doug went to the Savannah Bananas. He took Jamie to the game because it was his tickets, right?
Yep.
We were going to talk to him, so we've been trying to reach him this morning.
D-U-D.
All right, we'll move on from there, though. We're going to do another backdrop on Friday. We're going to be in Arvada. We're going to Arvada. We love Arvada.
We do love Arvada.
So we'll drop some bags there come Friday. We'll give you more information as the week goes along. Do we do this peanut the squirrel story or not?
But first, let me just add this here because it's just... I mean, Meeker is on fire, and I feel like nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Meeker is, like, being destroyed, and I feel like nobody cares.
It's like the sixth biggest fire we've ever had.
Yeah, and they just declared it a national emergency mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, where you deployed, whatever.
Is that the one they're calling the Lee Fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big.
No, it's huge. And don't you feel like it's kind of getting lost?
Yeah,
you
considering
know?
It's right now considered the largest ever in state history.
Really?
One of.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly where it stands this morning, but it's still burning, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's called the Lee Fire.
Yeah. And
okay?
it's, I mean,
over 106,000 acres.
Yeah. And people are losing their houses and everything. And I feel like we're just like.
Well, this morning, they say 113,000.
Okay.
It continues to grow this morning. But you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Hardly anybody's talking about it. You do see it on the news here and there,
mm-hmm.
but you don't hear a lot of talk about it.
Yeah.
I think because it just feels like it's so far away.
But it's in our state. It's our people.
I don't know.
Anyway, go back to your squirrel and whatever.
Squirrel's pretty important. Now I feel like it's an injustice to do this horrible story after reading the fire thing. Right? You know.
Well, these people are suing for $10 million.
Right, let's go back to the beginning of this story. Okay. The guy had a squirrel and a what?
A raccoon
in his house as pets, right? Yes. And then the state of New York said you can't do that. Somebody turned him in, right? One of the neighbors. They said, you can't have those animals. It's not allowed here in New York. So the state went in and got the animals, took the raccoon and the squirrel.
Wasn't he like popular on social media?
Yep.
Like it was kind of some income.
Peanut and Fred.
Yeah.
The squirrel was big on social media. So yeah, you're right. Income. And the state, he claims, killed him.
Yep.
Put him down. And the state then said that they had rabies, remember?
I don't.
Yes.
Didn't they come back and say Peanut had rabies or something like that?
That was why they got him. In the first place. Yeah.
Oh, because of the rabies.
Yeah.
And that's never been proven, by the way. Well, now the owner is suing for $10 million.
And the owners of a famous squirrel and his raccoon sidekick are now suing the state for the loss of their pets.
The New York Post reports Mark Longo and Daniela Bittner are seeking $10 million in damages for the deaths of Peanut the squirrel and his raccoon pal, Fred. They claimed they suffered emotional trauma and financial losses since losing their squirrel that had become an internet celebrity. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation took the animals in October after receiving complaints they were being kept illegally and were potentially unsafe. Both animals were euthanized and tested for rabies after Peanut bit a worker involved in the investigation. Tests on both the animals came back negative for rabies. The DEC and Department of Health declined to comment on the lawsuit.
I hope they win.
I do too.
I hope they get their $10 million.
Because it's sad, right?
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, put squirrel down. Put the squirrel down, Peanut. Poor Peanut.
Nobody had to die here.
Nobody had to die, Jamie. And that whole rabies thing's a rumor.
Right.
Nothing's been proven. I think every squirrel gets a nut, and I think they win this lawsuit.
I think that Spadil has rabies after he was attacked by that dog.
Have you checked?
Checked for
rabies? You might
want
to go and check. Yeah.
It didn't even pierce my shirt. It actually just like did that, just biting me. You know, it was like pinched it so hard that that's what happened.
Wait, what did you say?
I have no idea what you just said.
It didn't tear through my shirt. Like the actual teeth didn't sink into me. It just bit me that hard that that's what happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
So no saliva?
No.
No blood?
Really? Yeah, that was the first thing I looked at was just the shirt, and then there was no holes or anything, so I wasn't worried about it. I just threw some antibiotics on it, and I was like, all right, I'm good.
You sure know how to kill a good story.
No kidding.
Jamie and I were going down the rabies route. You could have gone with us, but no. Didn't even pierce my shirt.
Nope. All right. Well,
that was a vicious attack, Spadil. Stick with the story.
Okay.
All right. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's a Monday. Hey,
yeah,
what the heck?
It is.
It's Monday. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.